Now we'll have time for the children's moment.
Your job and soccer.
Okay.
Nicole, you're so tired you have to hold your head up. I had a good week this week, did you? There is a new song out and it says when the heart and Jesus collide, good things happen. So I decided I was going to have a collision. And it went well. How about you? Yeah? Why don't you come down here and sit with me? No? Okay. There is a saying that I have heard. And sometimes I've heard it among people my age, I didn't say older, and people your age, and people a little older than you. I'd hear someone say, well, you know, you really have to do your homework. And somebody would go, whatever. And then I've heard people say, you know, my mom wanted me to clean my room. Whatever. What does whatever mean? Do you say whatever? You do? She does, Mom? What does that mean? What does it mean? And for some people, it means no. Is that what it means, Katie? No. Yeah, whatever you say. Keep on talking. That doesn't matter. I've heard people say that. And I thought that was a really new saying. That, no, that generation made it up. That was pretty cool. No, whatever. But do you know that that is a very, very, very old saying? It is. Do you know? In the Bible, it says that, it does. In Philippians, he was talking about to his brothers. He was talking to people who wanted to know what they should do and what God has and Jesus has for them. And it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So how can the word or the phrase whatever mean no? Can it mean no? Because whatever you see around you is good. So he is asking you, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, and who is me? Okay? Put into practice. So when you say whatever, it requires an action. It doesn't require whatever and go on the couch and sit and watch television. Whatever. So remember that whatever is around you. Now give me something whatever is lovely. Do you know something that's lovely? No? You're a ventriloquist. You don't know? Okay, you think flowers are lovely. What's good? What is good that your practice and actions should be? Good and kind, yes. Let us pray. Dear God, whatever we do in your name. Whatever we find in your name. And we just ask that you bless us and give us the heart to do whatever you want. And in your name we pray. Amen.